And you're the guy kind of took over, last year, early in the year. You were not wearing the green dot helmet, and then you did, and you were on the field for just about every single snap. So tell me what your level of expectations are. Last year, Ken comes in with Jack. It's a new system. Players are learning it, and now you're in year number two. What nuances, what levels can you take this defense to, just being around it now, have the group being in it for a second year, Malcolm?
We expect to be one of the top defenses. Obviously, we've made a lot of improvements personnel-wise, and we should see even bigger improvements scheme-wise because, we're a year more familiar with what we're doing. Things are more refined, even coming from the coaching staff. So I'm just looking forward to it. I know everybody's excited to, get back here and work and try and gel this thing together.
How about when you see, and I don't know how much you pay attention to it, some guys do, some guys don't, but you bring in Sean Smith and Kelechi Osemele, and you do a nice job in free agency to add to already what is a good young core until you start seeing people kind of jump on your bandwagon a little bit. What does that feel like?
It's interesting, man, because, people, it seems like they build you up, they break you down. You have a weak moment, and same people who are rooting for you are turn their attention towards you or be looking and see what your weaknesses are. So me, myself personally, I don't pay too much attention to it, but it's nice to have the attention and support. I'm not going to apologize for adding it to a great group of guys. We just want to put the work in and be a good team.
Now, in this early phase, what exactly can you do? Are you guys just in the weight room in the new performance center lifting? Are you able to do anything with the coaches? What can you actually do this first week when you're back?
Yeah, a lot of conditioning, a lot of weightlifting. We'll meet with the coaches, but we can't get out there on the field with them. So we'll have enough time to where when we do get out there, we should be flying around and, not too much of a mental lapses.
Is it a lot of get to know you too? Because you do bring in like a Sean Smith, for example. I don't know if you've talked to him or anything like that, but are you kind of just a get to know you with some new guys?
Most definitely. You got your field guys out, they get familiar, see what you have in common with certain guys, and kind of just gel as a whole team. You want to be able to spend a little bit of time on both sides of the ball so everybody gets to know each other, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make us successful.
Yeah, talk about Sean a little bit. First of all, is he there on the first day of OTAs? And he's kind of the mold you had in the Seattle secondary. Big, long, and rangy corners. You got Amerson on one side and Sean on the other. I mean, you got some size to match up with Demaryius Thomas and Keenan Allen and some of these big wide receivers in the division, Malcolm.
Yeah, Sean's got a lot of experience in the division. He's played at a really high level, and obviously he's got a lot of great things that you don't find in a lot of corners. He's probably the biggest corner I've seen, and I've seen some big ones. So
yeah,
he's right up there. So it'll be great to see him in action for us.
He's bigger than Browner, the guy you had in Seattle. That guy was—he's big.
You know, that's the only comparison I could probably make. Other than that, yeah, he's the biggest one I've seen.
Also in Seattle, you knew Bruce Irvin as well. So I mean, just sketching it out, and they got there's still guys you'll be signing, and there's draft coming up in a few weeks, 10 days from the day. But just the way you kind of have it penciled now, would Bruce in the base be the strong side linebacker, you'd be the weak side linebacker, and Ben Heaney would be the Mike, Malcolm?
Oh, that's what it looks like right now, but we'll see how things kind of play out going into the next few weeks and into camp. Everything is up for grabs around here, and so I'm just trying to make sure I'm ready to compete.
You obviously played with Bruce. For Raider fans who didn't see him a lot in Seattle, I don't know how you couldn't because you guys were always on TV, but what are the Raiders getting in Bruce Irvin?
Strong, fast, just really physically impressive, smart player, very efficient with his movement, very efficient doing things. He's not going to make mistakes. He's a smart football player. He's going to get after the quarterback rushing, and he's going to make big plays in big situations. So he's one of those guys you can expect when the game's on the line on third down to be really close to the quarterback or get him.
Yeah, my first thought when I hear the name is just fast, coming off the edge. He's just fast. But I watching him after the Raiders signed him, Malcolm, I was really impressed with the way he sets the edge in the run game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he will not let anything get outside. If you got Khalil Mack on one side and him on the other, Malcolm, you should make 20 tackles a game inside.
No, that's what I'm hoping for.
No pressure, man.
Oh, no, that's nothing but opportunity for me. Those guys will definitely do a good job of keeping everything inside of them. If anybody wants to take a chance and try to run around them, they're both fast enough to make those plays in the backfield. So I'm just excited to see how it all gels.
How about, you know, and it's a ways away, but you had to be excited to hear that Alden Smith was going to be back in the fold as well. So given what you guys have gotten in Sean Smith, Bruce Irvin, all the guys, you brought in Reggie Nelson late in this whole process. I'm not sure if he's there already, but and then potentially adding Alden. What kind of potential does this defense have when you guys are all there at one time?
We got a lot of great individual players, and that's great, but we just got to play well together. We got to be really good in this game, and, you know, all those guys have had success individually and played at a really high level, and obviously team success as well. So we want to get to that point where, you know, we have a defense full of guys that, you know, people know their names and respect their game.
Yeah, the Raiders signed Reggie Nelson a few weeks back. Of course, the big void on the football team, and in particular on the defensive side, is Charles Woodson, who at the end of his career was just a great, you know, quiet but very much a leader. And you guys looked up to him immensely. And this is your second year in the system, but you're a young guy still, only your sixth year in the league. And Khalil's a young guy. Will you take it upon yourself, because you can do wear the green dot helmet, we'll see how it goes, but you kind of, and you know the defense from Ken before, will you take on the role this year, Malcolm, of being more of a leader? Who's going to have to step up and take over on your side of the ball with Charles being gone now?
I mean, I don't think there's any replacing Charles's experience, obviously, or his success as a football player, but I think we have guys that aren't afraid to express themselves in a group setting, guys who aren't, you know, unafraid to be depended on and be relied on in those situations. And that's the most important thing with being a leader. He did a great job of setting an example for us, so we should be in pretty good shape moving forward.
Let me flip it over to the other side of the ball, because when you were in Seattle, obviously you saw the development of Russell Wilson. And while I know stylistically they're different, do you see Derek kind of in that same mold in terms of leadership? And I know that in the offseason he throws with different guys. He's definitely a little bit more conservative, kind of like Russell. Do you see those guys, even though stylistically on the field maybe they're different, where they're kind of the same as far as their leadership qualities are concerned?
Yeah, most definitely. I see him as being one of the, you know, next premier quarterbacks in the NFL. He does a great job of getting the guys going, rallying us as a team, and just executing the offense just really well, making all his throws and looking good doing it. So that's the similarities in those guys. You know, Derek's got his own personality. He's a very cool guy. And the more games we win, you know, the more you'll get to know him and see him. He'll be out there just like Russell has in that development.
Malcolm, the Raiders had their best month of March that they've had in, I don't know how long, a number of years. I mean, you brought in quality on both sides of the football, and you got a draft coming up here, and the fan base is just really excited to not only go back to the playoffs for the first time since 2002, but maybe win the AFC West. And I know the head coach comes right out and says, our goal is to win the division, not to be a wild card. We're trying to win the division. As you guys reunite on this first day of OTAs, what's the mood around this football team as far as how good you can be this year?
It's more about the words. It's more about what we can do today to get better as a team. You start looking, I mean, this is a great month of March, but there are no games played in March. So I think that our focus will be the work that we put in. That's the coaching staff's focus, and seeing how we can be ready, how we can get to the point where we start fast.
It's the middle of April, but I'm not going to call you out on that. I know you said
no,
March,
yeah.
But it's all right. Things get lost. Hey, it's great talking to you. We're glad that you guys are back, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks, man.
You talk to you guys. Have a good one.
All right,
take care, Malcolm.